Well, it's the first Sunday, and already we're changing things around. So we're going to talk about Epiphany today, because you guys know me well enough. I get studying this stuff, and we're the state of theology, and I get so excited. I think, man, that's good, but with Epiphany, with the communion, you'd be here till 2 in the afternoon. There's football games, I know, so... So come back next week. That I think you will enjoy it, the state of theology. Just what, you know, sort of that survey type. What do people think about what the Bible says? And it might be a little surprising what the church claims in a lot of these areas. And that will lead into, we're going to do a study of basically doctrine and why it matters. You know, who cares that there's a triune God? Well, we do, and why? And so that series is coming up, and so next week when we have more time will be the state of theology. But today, Epiphany, which the word means, the idea of to give light to or become apparent, to show or to make an appearance, or when it comes to Jesus Christ, the glorious manifestation of God incarnate. Some of us maybe come from backgrounds where Epiphany, you know, the 12 days of Christmas, this is that 12th day. And so there's I like tradition, and it's a, you know, teachable moment, if you will. And so the idea of Epiphany, of the manifestation of Christ, and the idea, at least in the Western church, those of us with, Roman Catholic or Western flavored, it is especially about the visit of the Magi, those Gentiles coming, following the star, the light, to Bethlehem, manifesting the Savior, Jesus Christ, to the world. Eastern Orthodox, they tie it more to, using a different calendar, to Jesus' baptism, and what they call theophany, a manifestation of God. And so Jesus, as God, the Son incarnate, whose birth we just celebrated, and here, 12 days later, the Epiphany and the manifestation of Christ to the world. And so the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We talked a little bit about that if you were here for the candlelight service on Christmas Eve. But also God manifesting Himself in His Word, small w, which is why, so we're going to start off this year looking at what Scripture says about a lot of these topics in our starting next week with the state of theology, and then our convictions and consequences series. Take your Bible, please, and turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Just for today, we're going to just a brief exposition of a text that comes from the reading for today in the common liturgical calendar, but very appropriate, where Paul is in this book of Ephesians, which we spent long time going through Ephesians several years ago, but God's salvation of both Jews and Gentiles brings glory to Himself and manifests grace to His creation. And so in Ephesians chapter 3, first of all, the first few verses, the mystery of Paul. And so for this reason, verse 1, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation He made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in a few words, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, but it has now been revealed by the Spirit to His holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel. And so most of you know that word mystery. We're not talking Agatha Christie here, but we're talking about something that was hidden or concealed in the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament, but now is being made manifest. And the big thing, remember, this is Paul, and I would commend in the Life of Paul study that Dr. Merwin is doing, an adult Bible study at 9:15, but the idea of Paul, he was a Jew of the Jews, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, he had all the right credentials, but he was the apostle of grace sent to the Gentiles. And so for him to recognize, we're not talking Cowboys and who? Redskins? Or any great rivalry. Jews and Gentiles together, there is no way. But God, and especially in Ephesians, this one body of what God is doing, that is something being made manifest. And it's a mystery that the Jews, in fact, Paul ends up being a prisoner because all of a sudden now he is associated with those Christians and ends up being in prison in Ephesians because he is now actually saying nice things about those lousy Gentiles. And so they are fellow heirs, the same body, think of those terms, and partakers of the promise in Christ. Folks, that's a manifestation of a mystery that we maybe understand 2,000 years this side of the crucifixion and the atonement. But then in the next couple of verses, Paul explains a little bit personally of his ministry. So verse 7, of which I became a minister according to the gift of grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of the saints, that is grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all people see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. And so Paul, his ministry, once again to the Gentiles, explaining this by grace. Just notice how many times that word grace shows up just as we're reading through this. And so in Paul, where on the road to Damascus, when he met the resurrected Lord Jesus on his way up to persecute Christians, Jesus said, you are a chosen vessel who is to take my name before the Gentiles. Folks, that is a revealing, like the magi, the manifestation, the light of the glory of Christ to a world that was in sin and darkness. And then the last couple of verses, verses 10 through 12, here's that manifestation, if you will. So that through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom, multifaceted wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. There is a lot there, and we spent a lot of time when we went through Ephesians, but the idea of this wisdom of God being made known to all of creation through the church. Folks, we are trophies of God's grace. And that is to be shown and displayed. And it will be shown and displayed. Hopefully we're on board doing our part to all of creation. This wisdom and the idea of that eternal purpose which is accomplished in Christ Jesus. That central event in all of human history. The epiphany when the world, through the Magi, got it. Or even Eastern Orthodox, the baptism, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. And so the idea of the Savior, not just of those Jewish people, but all people, including the Gentiles. So what a glorious manifestation. And so what? Well, that original manifestation to the Magi, as we were singing, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And so those Magi coming, following the star, the light, the illumination, and I sort of like the pictures, you know, we get at Christmas time of the brightness of at the birth of Christ, and bringing gifts, and you've all probably heard sermons, but gold and frankincense and myrrh, gold fit for a king, frankincense, something a priest uses, and myrrh, ultimately used for sacrifice, and God the Son, the Word incarnate, was all of those. What an epiphany for the world. So, for us, we are fellow heirs, joint heirs with Christ, in Christ. We are of the same body that God is a saving sinners, equal opportunity Savior. And we are partakers, ultimately, of the promise in Christ. Covenants are very important. God made some unconditional covenants with his people, Israel, but then looking forward ultimately, the ratification of the new covenant in Christ's blood, which we remember as now we go to the communion, the idea of God's holy, holy, holiness coming to earth and being that sacrifice and establishing that covenant, the Lord's Supper. And so like we read in Titus, those verses, the grace of God that brings salvation has epiphanied, appeared to all men. And the love of God our Savior toward man and woman appeared, epiphanied, not by works of righteousness which we have done, folks. It's not about you, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly. So here's just sort of a, those of probably not many of us came from, and we'll talk about this in our doctrine series, if you will, baptism. Some people actually, instead of dunking or sprinkling, will pour, a picture of the Holy Spirit being poured out, the new birth that we have because of God's grace and ultimately the work of the Holy Spirit. And he poured out abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs, fellow heirs, according to the hope of eternal life. Folks, that's good news. That is an epiphany. And so now, as part of as we move, we're going to say the Apostles' Creed, and then we will celebrate communion. We will serve you where you are. The ushers will come. And as we remember the ratification of that new covenant in Christ's blood. And so let me just read. I'll use Matthew again, the words of institution, if I can find it. Matthew chapter 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave them thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." A glorious manifestation, soli Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone, like we sang, and well done, 3/8 brain. To God be the glory. That's one of my favorite hymns, along with Holy, 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 and a few others. And Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory. That's another good one. So anyway, for God's glory, come to the table if you're a Christian. Let's stand and we will recite the Apostles' Creed, which is, if for those of you not here, that's our statement of faith for Community Fellowship of Christian. We believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and in Jesus Christ, Son of the Lord,
who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church Universal, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated, and if the ushers will come, the deacons.